This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister gets update on threat of Ebola virus to Jamaica. Industry, Investment and Commerce Ministry to sensitize diaspora about logistics hub initiative. And employers urged to help reduce gender pay gap. The news in detail after this message.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the license, restore the justice.
Come on. Sometimes we live too bad with one another. We don't care if our actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less to life, was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller convened a special meeting at Jamaica House on October 1 to review the threat of the Ebola virus and assess the government's response to the outbreak of chikungunya. The Ministry of Health has heightened surveillance at all ports of entry and health facilities. This includes assigning additional staff to screen and assess passengers with recent travel history to countries affected by the Ebola virus. The ministry is to distribute health warning messages at all ports of entry. In addition, a special treatment center has been established and all hospitals have identified isolation rooms. A first round of training for senior health workers has been conducted and they in turn are training other healthcare workers. As it regards chikungunya, additional funds have been earmarked to accelerate cleanup efforts across the island to identify and destroy mosquito breeding sites. Additionally, the Ministry of Health has reported that there is adequate supply of paracetamol at all public health facilities to meet the needs of those affected by chikungunya. Traders of goods and services will have protection through the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, under the CARICOM Regional Integration Electronic Public Procurement System being developed across the region. Program Manager, CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME, in the CARICOM Secretariat, Ivor Carroll, says a regional public procurement notice board will be created for member states to post their contracts. He says the CCJ will be called on to adjudicate in matters where players are of the view that contracts were not awarded fairly.
If a Jamaican company under the protocol submits a bid and for some reason he feels aggrieved that the tender evaluation and the contractor selection process didn't go right, he would have the right under the treaty to challenge the procuring entity to ask them to explain why it is he did not win the bid. And if he isn't satisfied, he has the right to go to court to challenge the decision.
Mr. Carroll was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is challenging employers to take steps to help reduce the pay gap between men and women in the workplace. The Prime Minister was speaking against the background of a recent Inter-American Development Bank working paper entitled Gender Earning Gaps in the Caribbean, which revealed that on average, women in Jamaica earn approximately 12.5% less than their male counterparts for the same jobs. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says these statistics demonstrate that the task of accelerating economic empowerment for women cannot be addressed by government alone.
We challenge our employers to become knowledgeable about the pay gap and take action to redress this. We challenge our educators to make girls aware of careers that offer higher pay. We encourage our human resource professionals to support the advancement of deserving, hard-working women.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the opening of an IMF seminar on women, work and the economy at the Jamaica Conference Center earlier this week. And the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce will be launching a campaign within the next 6 months to sensitize the diaspora on the importance of the Logistics Hub Initiative. Portfolio Minister Anthony Hilton says engagement with the diaspora is geared towards having members participate in the project by investing and providing services. He was speaking in an interview with JIS News in Washington recently. Discussions will be held in Canada, London and the United States with various stakeholders. The overseas missions will play a pivotal role in the organization of the various meetings. Minister Hilton notes that the online Mapping Jamaica's Diaspora project, recently launched by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, will play a key role in the planning of the meetings. The project aims to capture the locations, interests, and skills of Jamaicans as the country seeks to establish a database to support the government's policy directions and interests with members of the diaspora. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.